The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news.
Beautiful.
This is a beautiful day, baby.
Because
it's a beautiful day, baby. And I got some hot tea, but honey, let me pour it now, y'all. First of all, the prayer warriors are being solicited, y'all, for Todd Bridges. It's being reported that Todd Bridges is divorcing his beautiful wife, Dory, after 14 years of marriage. They're calling it quits. He said that they're going their separate ways. They're living their separate lives. They have a son together, and he want them and want us to keep him lifted in prayers. Who cares? Todd Bridges, what is he doing now?
Gary, we care.
He does a lot of things.
He does good stuff now.
He's like rehab, you know, he does like, you know, rehab motivation and stuff like that.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, stay off drugs.
Oh, well, good for Todd. Well, Todd, congratulations. All right, moving on, child. In other celebrity news, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, this boy here, y'all may find him floating in the river. We hope that doesn't happen, but this is the tea, honey. Razz B. Y'all remember Razz B? Y'all from the group B2K?
Yep. Yep.
Well, baby, this book he's got coming out, this tell-all book, is titled This Boy's Life, y'all. And it's a tell-all book, and he's calling out all the rappers, baby. He's saying everybody is gay, y'all. Now, he said, first of all, y'all, remember he was in the group B2K, y'all. He said there's a chapter in chapter 4 saying that there was no girls, there were no breaks, and absolutely no meat. He said their diet was strict. He said he remember passing out one time after rehearsal. He said because it was heavily restricted diets for them. But he said his cousin, Chris Stokes, we talked about this story a while back, but now more is coming out. That Chris Stokes would say that girls were a distraction, but in reality, it was just for his own sexual desires. Now, he went on to say, y'all, that Chris Stokes would hide his gayness. He said everybody knew it. That Chris was gay and he had an appetite for boys and what have you. He said sometimes Chris Stokes would make them, the group members of B2K, go into his dressing room and they would perform every type of sex act there is in the book.
Are you serious?
Yes, and he went on to say that he and Vogue, which is Jarrell Houston, known as J-Bug, he said they resisted the most. He said, but Fizz and Omari, which is Omarion, he said, however, seemed a lot easier to take advantage of. He said he suspected because they were, you know, younger, and Omarion was just gay. And he also wanted to say, y'all, that Ray J, he said Ray J was cool
he
at first.
Stop
said,
it.
Like, hold on, baby. Let me tell you, though. He said Ray J was cool at first. He said, but under the impression that he wanted to help them, he said, but just like he used Whitney Houston, he said Ray J was just looking for more airtime and just wanted to use them. He said, but he got mad with Chris and some of the other artists, and he said Ray J just really wanted airtime. And he said, but Ray J did that diss song about Chris being gay. He said, but that's the kettle calling the doggone pot black. But he also wanted to say about Bow Wow. Now, he said Bow Wow was younger than all of them, he said, honey. And the record company, you know, affiliated Bow Wow with them. He said because Bow Wow, he thought it was a good thing. He said, but Fizz told him that Bow Wow got involved with, that they got involved with each other. And he said he didn't put a lot of stock into it. He said, but just a few years later, though, back in 2005, Bow Wow and Omari, y'all, became inseparable. He said it wasn't until the rumors forced Bow Wow to end his relationship with them because the company said it was not good for Bow Wow's image, y'all, because they made him look gay with him. He said, but baby, in 2011, Chris Brown and Razz was embroiled in that nasty feud on Twitter. He said Chris Brown accused Razz of being gay, and Razz responded by outing Chris Brown. He said, quote, they say you never know who knows who. He said Chris Brown didn't think about it, but baby, he said when he attacked him online, but he said he got a friend that's very close to Chris Brown's camp that told him that Chris Brown was involved with an upcoming songwriter by the name of Andre Merritt, baby. He said once he said Chris Brown started calling him all kind of yags and gays, honey. He said, but baby, when they dropped Andre's name, honey, he said, baby, Chris Brown retracted that story, but now Chris Brown got his legal team, honey, all on this other stuff. He said, because he gonna own that book and he gonna own Razz B.
I don't blame it. If you're gay, I don't care. Why are you running your mouth? Just shut up.
But the sissies, but that's the young sissies, baby. They don't realize when you talk about boys like that, they find you floating. Y'all better remember Eddie Murphy and that girl. They found her on a fire ledge dead, honey. She couldn't tell that story on Eddie when he picked up on that Santa Monica Boulevard road. But anyway, child, that's neither here nor there. The color of the day is sugar clubs. On the high end, you say sugar club, and on the low end, you say brownish red. That's a color.
You just said all that, but it's neither here nor there.
Y'all give it up for Gary with the team.
Yeah, come on,